3-1, are fourth in the conference. They're 12 points, though, behind the leaders, Oxford, despite that 3-1 win at Gateshead. Oxford, in the end, were 2-1 winners at Crawley, despite going 1-0 down in the first half. The better news is that Stevenage, in second, lost 2-1 at Ebbsfleet, who've had quite a week of it. Let's hear from the Mansfield manager, David Holdsworth, live at Gateshead with David Jackson.
Well, David, I imagine you rather enjoyed that one tonight.
Felt we dominated the whole game, dominated it, and certainly felt we were unfortunate to go in 1-0 down, but a slight lack of concentration has cost us, and felt we dominated the whole match.
I was mentioning in commentary a lot how your players were harrying the opposition, they were chasing the ball down, they were trying to win the 50-50s on the halfway line, the important balls, they weren't they tonight?
Spying your team's the most important part, isn't it? And then you look for a little bit of flair. I thought we showed that in times as well. But if there ever was a doubt about this team spirit or a concern about that, then that would show tonight that, you know, the boys were magnificent.
How important was it that you saw that from the team tonight after Saturday?
I knew I'd get work rate. You need a little bit of luck at times. We earned that luck tonight. We didn't get things, you know, in certain games. But tonight, the boys have been immense and dominated the game.
And they have in awful conditions. I mean, the conditions were terrible, weren't they? That wind going entirely one way made such a big difference.
Well, when you come to places like this, people ask you about test of character, don't they? If there's any doubt about that, then that's rammed it down their throats.
Ollie Hotchkiss, brilliant goal having come on, super free kick, wasn't it? I mean, has he kind of made a bit of a claim from your point of view for a first team place with his performance when he came on?
Well, Ollie's a mittance at the weekend, he's a cracking kid, and his admittance was due to a private matter, and that will remain private. But the young man showed his quality, and I think everybody recognised that in the changing room. It was a wonderful execution, and we encourage that. So yeah, I'm delighted for the young boy. He's been he's a breath of fresh air, the kid. Breath of fresh air.
It's not very often you see goals scored from corners, and when you do, they're normally flukes. But I think you meant that.
Well, if you look at the conditions, we ask Andy, who's got a wonderful left foot, to put it into a dangerous area, and the conditions have played its part. But however, what a wonderful piece of skill putting into a dangerous area.
Well, it was, because he nearly did it three times. He did one in the first off that was so, cleared away, and again after that, he was perfect.
You're right. You know, it's at the end of the day, it's not foolish then, is it? He's done it on purpose, and it tested the goalkeeper. Paul Farman's a very good goalkeeper. He got goalkeeper of the player of the month a couple of months ago. And he's a young man I've known for a long time. So to score three excellent goals tonight, I'm delighted.
Well, just a quick word on the third, because Lee Morris, obviously getting a goal already, he came up and had a quick word with us on BBC Radio Nottingham a moment ago, and he couldn't hide the smile. He looked so happy to have got himself a goal.
He's had a tough time, Lee. For whatever reason, that's nothing to do with me. I'm certainly aware of his qualities. I felt Louis was a little bit tiring on a heavy pitch. He put so much, exerted so much energy in the first half. He ruined the left-back there a number of occasions. However, I just felt it was time to bring fresh legs on, and I asked Lee if he could do a job down the right for me, and he said, "Reg, I'll play for you anywhere." So that's, to me, I'll fine him for calling me Reg, but however, I'm delighted with his goal, of course. He's a cracking kid.
Congratulations, Reg.
Brilliant, thank you.
David Jackson with Reg Holdsworth at the International Stadium in Gateshead. Mansfield then up to fourth, still 12 points behind Oxford in the conference, despite winning 3-1 in the North East.
After starting so brightly, Mansfield have no reward. I'll break off as the ball goes straight through the middle. Maybe here's a chance for Gateshead. There is, and they've scored out of absolutely nothing. Burgess may want it. Hotchkiss steps up. It is him. Oh, what a goal! What a goal that is from Ollie Hotchkiss. Absolutely perfect into the top corner. Corner for Mansfield from the far side in. It's straight over the goalkeeper. It's gone in. Oh, it's in, and it's the corner from Burgess on the far side. Perry with the through ball straight through the middle. There's a chance for number three for Mansfield, and they've got it. Is it Lee Morris, I think? Lee Morris with a goal for Mansfield to make it 3-1 to the Stag.
Notts County just 4 points off an automatic.